Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, October 16, 1952, Barbadians read in the pages of the Barbados Advocate of an unusual happening in the country. It was that rice was growing and thriving in a field at Pie Corner, St. Lucie, a parish generally known for dry conditions where cotton thrived. However, readers of the Advocate would have been drawn to the article entitled Rice Field Thrives at Pie Corner, St. Lucie. This was strange because, unlike British Guyana, Barbados does not possess the soil and climatic conditions for rice to thrive. The Advocate report stated that Mr. Preston Griffith, who worked the land in St. Lucie, had received some seeds about a year ago. Although he could not ascertain the identity of the seeds, he suspected that it was rice. So he threw them into an area of the field where the ground was kept almost continually flooded by rain. Griffith plowed parallel drains around the rice patch to keep the rest of the field from becoming flooded, and this also helped to keep the water on the rice. He also said that by the time the field was almost dry, another rainfall flooded it again. Mr. Oswald Rock, a resident of Pie Corner, reported that when he first heard that there was rice growing in St. Lucie, he did not believe it. As the saying goes, seeing is believing. So he had to see it to believe it. To verify the unusual occurrence, an official from the Department of Agriculture visited the site and confirmed that the crop was indeed rice, although he was unsure of the type of rice. He said that rice had grown here in Barbados before, although not in any significant quantity, and that while the Department of Agriculture had grown some at their experimental station at Haggett's, it had never matured properly. So, on this day, the very rare report of rice thriving in Barbados hit the news, and it came at a time when there had been frequent rice shortages in the country. To the readers who digested the story, it might have given a glimmer of hope for the end of such shortages.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.